It is time for Kaleidoscope, and today we're going to talk Cottonwood County versus cancer. Mary Thiesfeld's with us. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me here.
The sun's shining.
It is.
Christmas is in the air.
The tree's decorated.
You're ready.
Kinda.
Yeah, we're not here yet. We haven't even dug into the boxes yet, so we have a ways to go.
It's time. Get going.
It is time. Speaking of time, it's coming up.
It is. We are participating in the Christmas by Candlelight event this year. When we had our event this summer with the Pirates game, Tyann approached us and asked if we would be interested in participating in the Christmas by Candlelight event. And we thought, how perfect would that be to set out luminaria bags around the square, lit up, you know, making it more festive, plus supporting the American Cancer Society. And that ultimately is our big goal, you know, to keep bringing funds in and support the research and, you know, eradication of this disease. So
absolutely. And that money stays here.
It does. Yes and no. I mean, it goes through Cottonwood County, but obviously, as we've talked in the past, we don't do research in Cottonwood County. So money is sent off to those places that do the research to help us all. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the neat things when the luminaries are set up, and you mentioned festive and adding, it really is, it's kind of one of those things that it's sort of like if there's somebody roasting chestnuts over in the corner, it just brings a feel to the whole event that's absent without them.
Right. Yeah, and we've not done it before, so I'm hopeful that we'll get bags. Well, our plan is to put bags all the way around the square. And depending on how many bags we have, we'll have it on the sidewalks in front of the stores. And then maybe across the street on the sidewalk by the courthouse, depending, you know, on how sales go and the support that we've received. And I don't take that lightly.
Do you have any idea how many bags ideally you would have to go clear around the square? Did you pace that off or try to figure it out? Or are we just going to go with whatever we get and make it work?
I think we'll probably take our total bags and divide out. You know, you want to have at least 10 bags on every side of the square.
Sure.
And put them out. But, you know, in past relays, we've had them, you know, 2 inches apart just to fit the space that
right.
we had. I was at Hy-Vee on Monday afternoon selling bags. And thank you. Shout out to Jason and the staff at Hy-Vee for letting me use their table and setting up for the afternoon. It was a very successful afternoon. People in Windham understand the importance of supporting the American Cancer Society. So I had some very good luck. And, you know, we're off to a good start, but we've got a couple of weeks.
That's the key. We're just off to a good start. We're not where we need to be yet.
No, and I think people of our county and surrounding areas have been very generous and supportive in the past, and I expect that to continue. I mean, just based on what I've sold so far myself,
yes.
And there are others that are selling as well. And I honestly haven't talked with them to know how many bags they've sold. But like I said, our goal is to go all the way around and not be, you know, too sparsely set up.
Sure.
So,
how much are the bags? How much are each one?
We are selling them for $10 a bag, as we have with the Relay for Lifes in the past. We toyed with the idea of making them less money, but we thought, you know what? Why go backwards?
Right.
You know, people understand the importance of supporting the American Cancer Society. So we went with the $10 a bag. So
very good. Now, if somebody wants to get a bag, how do they do that?
Well, there's a variety of ways. There's an ad in the Citizen and the Shopper with phone numbers for three of us, and then Mary Schaffenbuehl is also selling, but not as available because she's still working. The rest of us are retired. Not that we're not busy, but
sure.
Joanne Sanbo, Sharon Erpestead, and myself, our phone numbers are in the paper. We will be at a variety of places within the next couple of weeks. In fact, this afternoon, I will be sitting in the chamber office. So if you want to come down, please come see me. Otherwise, the bags are there, and Tyann has generously let us leave supplies there. So if people do want to come and we're not there, you know, it's still a possibility. So either stop in at the chamber, and then there are a few more times that people will be at Hy-Vee this Friday afternoon, and then again next Friday in the morning and in the afternoon. So there's some opportunities to see someone in person and then also give us a call. The chamber office, as I mentioned this afternoon, and I believe there's one more time. I got to read my notes so I know what I'm saying. Next Wednesday in the morning and the afternoon. So this afternoon, Wednesday, and then next Wednesday at the chamber, and then this Friday and next Friday at Hy-Vee.
Very good. And then the Christmas by Candlelight event, that is on the 15th,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So we're coming up to it.
Yeah, now it's almost December, so we have just a couple more weeks to get organized with our part of it anyway. We do plan to have a table set up at the event. Bruce Muse at Wyndham Variety 2, I think it's called, has allowed us the opportunity to set up a table on the corner or outside of his storefront or their storefront. So we will have a table set up there. People can buy last-minute bags. We also encourage people to purchase a bag or pick up the bag they've already purchased at the end of the event and take it home and set it out on your step or your driveway or
and we
inside
should,
your house.
We should mention that you are using glow sticks instead of candles.
Right, yeah. And, you know, if you do take it home, you can put a candle in if you wish.
Sure.
But for this event, you know, to make it safer, because you never know what the wind
right.
will do, and we are close to buildings, we wanted to use glow sticks. And apparently other Relay for Life events have used glow sticks in the past instead of candles.
It makes a lot of sense. Safety first.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll, you know, depending on the wind velocity that's predicted for the day, we'll have our wood blocks in the bags. It might take more than one in a bag this year, but we want to make it safe too.
Very good. All right. Mary, anything else we need to mention this morning?
I don't think so. You know, I guess just one last comment. Cancer doesn't go away. And we've talked about it before. We all have a story to tell, whether it's a diagnosis that we have, a family member has, friends have, or just an acquaintance. We all have been affected in some way. And I guess we feel it's important to keep plugging away and raising money, supporting those people that have had a diagnosis, people that are still living, people we've lost. We're just very proud to be part of this event, and we're thankful for the invitation, and hopefully it'll be an annual thing.
Absolutely. All right, Mary, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning. And again, what's your phone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you?
507-822-2443.
Easy number to remember.
You bet.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope. It's 1018 at KDOM.